if somebody has to tell you all the things that this other contractor did wrong, then I would steer clear of those people because they are going to be a pain. They just will be.
This is the Contractor Files Podcast. Your hosts, Ethan McNeil and Trent Keith, take a deep dive into the construction and remodeling industry to uncover keys to success and pitfalls to avoid.
All right, we're rolling, aren't we?
Yep, we are.
Okay, we're back again.
Yep.
So we're talking today about red flags of homeowners, right?
Yes, yep. What are some red flags that you as a contractor should see when you first meet the customer, and use those red flags as a way to get out of the get out of the job immediately? No. And also, as a homeowner, these are some areas that contractors might be looking at. So make sure you're not giving off red flags, because you might get people who say, "We don't want this job."
Yes, for sure. Yeah. Let's say, as a contractor, you hope and pray that you don't have to take every job that comes your way, because if you run into one of these homeowners that have many red flags, you really want to pass if at all possible.
Yes. And that might come as a surprise, but contractors do have the right to not work for you. So that's a great right that could actually save you lots of headaches and lots of sleepless nights.
Yes. I know when I started my business, my thought process was, we can make every homeowner happy and do a good job with all of our work, and no matter what comes up, we'll just go the extra mile, make them happy, not have any issues, and move on to the next. For the most part, that's possible, but there are always that one or two homeowners yes. you'll run into that is not possible. You're not going to be able to make them happy. It doesn't matter how many extra miles you go. Yep. You will wear yourself out trying to get them to where they're pleased.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, so many funny stories come to mind when when you're saying that. They weren't funny at the time. Oh, we're getting a phone call. They were not funny at the time, but they're funny to me now.
Yeah, that's right.
I guess I can jump in
first.
So this is actually something. This is not an order of importance, because this might not seem like a big deal, but red flag as a contractor, when you go to a homeowner's house and the homeowner says, "I could do it myself, I just don't have time." That means that they do not value what you bring to the table. You are literally just a secretary that's doing the meaningless work that they're too good for. That's how I interpret that statement. And what ends up happening more often than not when someone says that, when a homeowner says that, is that they argue with your price. And they say, "It shouldn't have taken that long. I could have done it myself." And to avoid that irritating conversation and that maybe even not paid bill that you gave them, I would first off make sure you make it loud and clear when you hear that statement, "Well, this is not going to be a cheap fix." Now, I don't know if you should say that, but you need to address the elephant in the room, that they think that they could do it just as easily. It's just they don't have time.
You might as well just say, "Go ahead and do it."
Yeah, that's right. I'll tell you what, I'll do your job because it's probably a piece of cake, and then you can go ahead and have the time to do this. Yep.
That's right. That's a good one. Okay. I think my first one's going to be real plain and simple. And everyone's a little bit different with this. But as far as we were concerned, we had one day a week that we did not work, and that was Sundays. So we worked Monday through Friday for the most part, and then we worked Saturdays when need be. And obviously, depending on the job, there's Saturdays that you do have to work. But we did not work on Sunday. So if I had a potential client call and the only day they could meet was Sunday, then that was my red flag of you really need to find someone else, because that's the one day I do not work.
Yes.
So if you have, I don't care if it's Sunday, Saturday, whatever your day is, you got to have one day a week that you do not work. And if the customer slash client can only meet you on that day, then they're best fitted with another contractor.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, because it shows they don't value your time and your schedule.
Yep.
They want you to work around theirs because they
right.
have to work. They're not taking off work to meet you.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, you need to take off your holiday or your time off and meet them.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Yep.
So funny.
That's for sure. What's your number two?
So let's see here. Got several.
I say numbers. I don't have mine in order, no, but I
don't
do
either.
Have,
I'm jumping around.
Have a list of them.
Okay, yeah, this is a good one. I would say if the homeowner is bad mouthing other contractors,
yes.
doesn't have anything good to say about other people they once hired, then that is a sign that you are going to be on that list shortly if you do work for them. Because this is not just in construction. This is a rule of life. When somebody is bad-mouthing other people and that's all they can do, then you are also going to be bad-mouthed by them after they don't need you anymore.
Yes.
So that is a red flag if somebody... has to tell you all the things that this other contractor did wrong, then I would steer clear of those people because they are going to be a pain. They just will be.
That's true. That's a good one for sure. My next one is going to be you turn in your estimate or quote to the customer, and they tell you that they really want you to do the job, but they need you to knock 25% off the price because it's just too expensive. As Ethan said before, because they know how to do the job and they know it's not going to take that long. So
yes.
you really need to knock 25% off and you will get the job and you can start tomorrow.
Yep.
I would say turn around and walk away. That is starting at a bad place.
Yes.
You do not want to start that way. Now,
nope.
if you can sit down and go over the quote with the client and they can show you something that they don't want the way you figured and you can knock a little bit off, that's different. But if they just want you to knock 25% off or whatever it is, I would definitely not take the job.
Yes. And I would say along with that, with the estimate, is if they nitpick your estimate to
yes.
death, like, what's this cost? Okay, what if I remove that and do this or this? Oh my goodness, you're going to be a headache. You can still
yeah.
work for them. All of these customers are still, they'll probably pay you. Maybe.
I would say probably. I'd say maybe.
Yeah, there's a chance they'll pay you. But if they're nitpicking your estimate, like
yes.
trying to nickel and dime you and figure out where you have your markup, then you are going to have the same problem when you're working with them and when you send them an invoice.
That's right.
They're going to try and figure out how they can nickel and dime your work and get away with getting less.
There you go.
I totally understand people who want a breakdown on an estimate. So that's not to negate that.
Like, that's right.
And I feel like if a contractor can't give you some rough breakdowns, then there might be something fishy going on. But it's when it goes beyond that.
Yes.
Well, what if I paint? Well, what if I do the trim? Well, what if you take this off?
Yes, that's for sure.
Yep.
Okay. Another major red flag that we've ran into is if the homeowner, once they've come to an agreement with you, if they tell you that you cannot start before 9:30 or 10 o'clock in the mm-hmm. morning, you're going to have a long job there. Yes. Because there's always going to be a reason why you can't come at a certain time and you can't work past a certain time. And mm-hmm. who knows what all it's going to be. But if they give you a time frame that you cannot start work until the middle of the day,
yep.
move it on to somebody else because yes. you don't want that job.
Yes. Oh, man. Same thing at that night, if they want you to work late at night or something.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, I guess there's one exception to that rule, is if you're working for a business.
Yes.
I know that we did jobs where the only time you could do them was after the business closed, and so it was kind of all-nighter type yes. jobs, but there's always... That was legitimate why they... It wasn't yeah. because they didn't want to get out of bed.
Yes.
I'm gonna throw in a funny one here. This isn't really real, but homeowners that give you cookies when you
you go to... That was one you took.
No, that's a red flag for me. For some people, it might not be, but that's just a freebie there. I would kind of be leery about working for a homeowner that baked me cookies. No, they're probably sweet. No, my real one is somebody who's stressed out. If your homeowner is stressed out, and there's an understandable stress. So like, yeah, I understand why you're stressed out about this. We're going to help you with this and get this fixed for you. That's one thing. But somebody who is chronically stressed.
Before you even start.
Yes, and has is already stressed out about everything. Those are usually people that are going to be texting you late at night, be calling you, be upset about something, and they are probably going to be a headache. Now, yes. they'll probably pay you. That doesn't really mean anything about that, but they're just going to be a headache. I remember one of my favorite stories was there was this customer that seemed okay. I gave her this estimate for some electrical stuff, and she seemed mostly okay when I was there. We went through all these things, gave her a price. She was good with it. And then when the crew went there, I can't remember how it went. It was something about one of the outlets that I had priced needed to be moved to a different location. And she literally flipped out and had to go into the other room to like calm down. And I remember the crew member called and was like, what should I do? I can't remember if it was you or me who told her, you can just leave. Pretty sure that was you. But if a homeowner is so stressed out that they need some alone time to deal with something really small, that is a red flag. Oh, man.
Oh, that's for sure. Yep. I think another one that you'll run into is if a homeowner tells you, yes, we really like your estimate, we're going to go with you, but instead of it taking a month to do our job, you have to have it done in 2.5 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
If they give you a hard deadline and you know it's less than the amount of time that you have estimated to start with,
yep.
do not proceed with that job, because yes. all you're going to do is run into problems. Not only will there be a slim chance you can complete the job that you've already estimated, but there's a real good chance you'll run into something extra that's yes. going to take even longer than you thought.
Yes.
So do not take the job if they give you a hard deadline that is a lot less than what you told them the job was going to take.
Yes. Yes. another red flag is if the client is excessively dirty. And I don't just mean them. Hopefully they've showered, but the environment that you will be working in, if it is excessively filthy, that is a red flag. For one, your crew is probably going to hate you for taking that job on. But it's not that it can't be done, that work can't be done, because some people just live in different standards. Trying to be nice here. But you can still work for them. Just keep in mind that when there is a project, when the homeowner's dirty before you start work, they're going to be dirty during and after. So your before and after photos are probably not going to be the best. And you are probably going to need to add just a little bit to that quote for the conditions you will be working in. So it's not a, in my opinion, it's not a don't work for them, but it's definitely a red flag of I need to keep in mind that this is probably going to require a bonus to my crew for working at this location.
When we laugh, but you know how many times that happens? It's a lot. Okay, another one I'm going to bring up is if you are talking with a homeowner, it doesn't matter if it's your first meeting or the meeting when you're getting ready to start the job, doesn't matter when it is, if their favorite topic is about them suing someone about something, make sure you do not work for them. Yes. It is very common for homeowners to be very proud of lawsuits they've placed towards people, companies, whatever be the case. And if they want to tell you about that before you've started the job, look out, because you'll be on their list once it's all said and done. It doesn't matter how good of a job you do. That's just their mindset. They've got to sue people for some reason. They may not know why yet, but they'll get there.
Those are people that are repeat offenders. You'll probably be on that list. I honestly, the people who are good to work with will not sue. Like they'll just put up with it. They'll fire you and then move on. But like those are more reasonable people, I think, in my opinion.
Yes. It's kind of like what we talked about before when we said, you know, as a contractor, you need to listen and try to hear what the customer wants. It's the same way when you're trying to bid a job. If you've given the client ample time to explain what they want, how they want it, all their details, and then they do not care what you have to say or why something could cost more than something else, if they don't want to hear your point of view as the contractor, then you probably don't want to do work for them, because they're not going to want to hear what you have to say through the whole process.
Yes. Yes, for sure. If they argue with you before you even start the job. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Yes.
Yep. That's for sure.
Let's see. I had one more. Oh, yes. This goes back to your estimating. I should have said this back with the estimating. When you give a client, almost always a customer is going to ask for a ballpark figure when you're at their house. That's just like the default reaction that people are told to do.
Just don't do it.
It's like in kindergarten, they're taught whenever you have a contractor, you have to ask them for a ballpark figure.
Yeah.
My favorite, though, is there's this one customer in particular that I'm thinking of. And this person wasn't actually a bad customer, but they were a little bit of a pain every time we invoiced them. But they asked for a ballpark figure, and I remember our policy was basically to never give a ballpark figure, but I think I messed up and gave one. But I just said, I don't know. And you know, they sweared up and down, I will not hold you to this ballpark figure. I know. I just need a rough idea of what you're thinking. So I said some number. Well, then we got back to the estimate, and lo and behold, I forgot to, I'm back at the office and did the estimate, and I forgot something, and it was more. And so I emailed it to him, and he was mad that it was more than the ballpark figure.
And he wasn't going to remember.
Yeah, he didn't remember. He remembered that number, but he didn't remember that he said he wasn't going to hold me to it. Oh, so what was that? A red flag. Oh, a red flag to if the customer is upset about your price as an estimate price. Mm-hmm. And what you guys discussed there, and you know, the disclaimers you gave them verbally, then that's a red flag.
Yes.
Because they're probably going to be upset when you invoice them.
Definitely. I've got another red flag that does not mean that you have to walk away from the job, but I would be very cautious. And that is the homeowner that has a pet in the house that repeatedly tells you the pet cannot get outside, whether it's a cat or a dog. Do not let them out. They can't get out. They're not used to being outside. They're only used to being in the house. Don't let them out. If you have a crew of any kind and you do a job like that, you will end up hearing that they're chasing that pet down the street because it got out somehow.
Sparky.
We had that happen more than once, I believe.
Oh,
it's just, you're just going in and out so much trying to do the job. It's easy for a pet to get out between your legs or a cracked door or whatever. So I would be very cautious of a pet that cannot get outside.
Yes. Oh, pets, there's so much liability in pets. If you're a contractor and you have to deal with any type of babysitting for a pet, like that is like, I don't even know if they have an insurance policy for that, because it's not just a dog. If something happens, you're going to be in major trouble, and the person who never sued before in their life might come suing you. Definitely steer away from watching pets.
Just remember, if they have a pet and no kids, then the pet is their kid.
Yes, that's right. Oh, man.
Going down your list. Does that mean you're at the bottom of your list?
Yeah. I only had one more, but...
Go ahead.
Did you have another?
I'm thinking. I didn't have any more on my list, but I was trying to think if another one would pop in my head.
Well, this one is hard to figure out when you... Well, no, that's not true. Sometimes it comes up before you start the job, but a lot of times this happens when you're in the middle of the job. And it's the customer who changes their mind all the time. Like, literally, pick out this tub, we need to know by the weekend. And they, like, go back and forth. They are up all night. They cannot make a decision about that tub. And those kinds of people are... It goes back to being stressed. They're definitely stressed, but they're also expensive. Because while they might not change your contract per se, hopefully you can get some change orders in there and make your money back and the wasted time. But a lot of times they find a way to change their mind and somehow still be within the original scope of work. So you end up running around doing a bunch of stuff. Your crew is always changing stuff. And it ends up being so much more expensive of it for you as a contractor because, So obviously the you can't always see that until you're in the middle of a job. The best case scenario is to every time they change their mind, here's a new work order, change order. It's going to cost you $50. We got to get this different. So, but you know what? That might help. That might help cut down on their changing of their mind. But literally, those people are, they are always more, the job always takes longer.
Yes.
Your crew puts something in and they have to change it 5 times before it's just right.
Yep.
Those are...
That kind of goes along with the last one that popped in my head while you was talking, and that is if you're trying to bid a job and you find out that the spouses cannot agree on anything. If they cannot agree what colors, what type of flooring, what type of cabinets, it doesn't matter what it is. If they're arguing back and forth and they can't come to an agreement, do not get in the middle of that because it'll be that way the whole job.
Yes.
And you're trying to figure out what to get. Just like Ethan said, you may have to make 5 trips to the hardware to change something that you picked up because they can't decide. They go back and forth on who's going to make the decision. So if they do not get along with each other and are able to come to an agreement, then they're not going to get along with you and come to quick agreements on stuff.
Oh, Oh, there are some funny marriage setups. Some really funny dynamics that go on.
Yep.
Oh, man. Sometimes the easiest is when one is just very dominant. The wife or the husband, they're just very dominant. Like, they're going to make all the decisions, and the other spouse is just like, whatever.
Yes.
That's not actually that bad. But there's some funny ones out there. I remember some of the ones that, like, so-and-so handles all the finances. So send the invoice to them. Don't let the other spouse see the bills, because they just freak out about that stuff.
Yep.
What?
That's exactly right. That's true.
Oh, it's so funny.
It is. And then you have the situation to where one of them are like the decision maker for certain parts of the project.
Yes.
And then the other one's the decision maker for the other parts of the project. And you have to know which one to talk to for each part.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Which,
like,
that's okay, but it's funny.
Yes, it is funny. Oh, I guess whatever makes them still stay together through the construction process, more power to them.
That's right.
Their funny dynamics.
Yes. There you go again. That brings me to another topic, makes them stay together.
Yes.
If you have a couple who seem to be on the verge of divorce,
do
not do a major remodel
for
them. They will not make it through. If they can't get along before you start, they're not going to get along during the process.
Oh, my gosh. And you're not going to get paid.
That's right.
There will be, unless someone is just rich and merciful. Oh, man. Yeah, the project will be incomplete, and you will get paid. Oh, yes.
There we go. So, what should we call that? The quick and dirty top 10 red flag customers.
Yes. We need a sketch artist who can give us a sketch of this is the customer to avoid.
There you go.
Oh, and if you're a customer or homeowner, these are not hard things to do, like, to fix. If you think you're one of these people, it's really not that hard, and honestly, it's for your own benefit.
Yes.
The contractor is going to like you more. They're going to be more willing to make some changes for you, give you a better deal when you are not a pain.
Yes.
And you are going to have a much smoother experience in this construction remodeling project, because you're not stressed out.
Yep. It's true. And it's just like everything in life. I think as the customer, if you feel like this kind of nails you on some points, then you need to be able to look at the contractor side and say, okay, if I were in their shoes, what would help make this project simpler?
Yep.
What steps do I need to take to be precise and very clear?
Yep.
And work on those things.
Would I hire myself?
There you go.
Or would I
work for myself?
Would I work for myself?
There you go.
All right. Well, I think that wraps up our second episode.
I think so. Thanks, everyone, for listening.
Yep.
Thank you for tuning in to our podcast. Be sure to share this podcast with your friends and family. If you don't have any friends, then I guess you could just leave us a review for the internet world to read. To ask us any questions that might get answered in our next podcasts, please visit our website, thecontractorfiles.com. Have a great rest of your day.